You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with your boys in the morning. For those of you who struggled through dry January, Jeremy, you made it like 3 weeks. That's good. Nicole, a little bit longer.
Yeah, she bailed Saturday night.
I say, look, I mean, if you do anything like that for a few weeks, cheers to you. And I don't mean that as a pun or whatever. Just good for you for doing it. But some people say that they have made it through the entire month, dry January, and now they're looking to
crack
open a bottle of wine or something. Anyway, somebody went and visited with a dietitian and asked for tips of what would be, if we're going to start drinking again, what are the healthiest booze choices out there?
Who's this party animal?
You know what? I was flipping through because she gives her top 10. She puts hard seltzers at number one. Because her main thing is just to avoid the most sugary of the alcoholic beverages. Because that's something a lot of people don't know. Like they'll say, "Hey, I want a vodka tonic," and you're like, "Man, you should see how much sugar you are pouring down your body."
Mm-hmm. It's like more than a Coke sometimes.
Yeah. So she goes with hard seltzers number one, red wine number two, light beer number three. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me skip down a little bit. Bloody Marys were number five.
I love Bloody Marys.
Can't get into that.
And the more stuff in them, the better. Give me a rotisserie chicken sticking out of that thing. Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Some bacon.
It's funny how much people cram into those.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one that Gretch will have every once in a while. A hard kombucha. A hot toddy. You could have asked me, you know, and offered me $10,000 if I could tell you what was in a hot toddy, and I wouldn't have been able to win the money. So do you know what's in a hot toddy?
Whiskey and apple juice?
No.
Oh.
You got the whiskey part right.
Whiskey and something.
And then a no-sugar margarita was number 10. Yeah, margaritas are loaded with sugar, too.
Hot water, lemon juice, honey, whiskey. Don't text us. Thank you. Because I know we'll get 50 texts now.
I was mostly speaking facetiously or just.
Yeah, but they'll come in. They'll come in and tell us.
Rhetorically, that's why. It was a rhetorical question.
Hot water, lemon juice, honey, whiskey.
There you go. The whiskey part.
Whiskey.
Today is the 25th anniversary. 25 years ago today, John Elway played his last football game.
Oh.
25 years ago today. And you know what? It was a big one. It was a Super Bowl victory. He led the Broncos to a win over the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl. Second Super Bowl win in a row for Elway and the Broncos. And so then he's like, that's it. Mic drop.
Done.
I'm out.
Is that the one where he held up the trophy and said, I love you? Was that the one?
God, I don't know. That sounds like you were having a bowel movement or something just now.
Go back and watch the YouTube. I love you.
Hmm. Was that the first win or the second
one? I don't know. I remember if there's the first one or the second one. Somebody will text us.
Anyway, 25 years ago today, John Elway's last game, and it was a Super Bowl win. So that's a cool way to go out. What else? Today is National Hot Chocolate Day. You're not a fan, though, are you? I am. Huge fan.
No.
Yeah, you're not into it. Man, do I love hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And I still will give a shout out to my buddies over at Snooze because I love their hot chocolate. Made with a little touch of cinnamon in it.
Cinnamon.
Here's an interesting story. When you think you're getting sick, like if you use the words, oh, I might be coming down with something. How often when you say that, do you actually get sick? Kind of a funny story. I'm part of the 17% who says, if I say that, if I feel it, I'm getting sick.
Uh-oh.
I can tell if I'm catching a cold a couple of days before, and it happens every time. Mm. But there's a group of people that say, yeah, they can feel that way and then never get sick. And I'm like, what must that be like?
Just use the positive thinking, I guess. I'm not getting sick.
Yeah, you know, Jared, when I was reading the story, I was thinking about, like how much can you talk yourself out of getting sick?
Yeah, quite a bit, I think.
I hope. Oh, we'll see. And then the freakiest, scariest story of the week comes out of New Hampshire. A 60-year-old woman was apparently outside her apartment building trying to throw away a bag of trash, and somehow she fell into the dumpster. I don't know if she climbed up on something and then lost her balance and tipped into it.
Oh, God.
Officials don't know how long she was in there.
Oof.
But sure enough, here comes the trash truck, picks up the dumpster with her in it, dumps it into the truck.
Help me.
And then it gets worse. The truck began doing its compacting thing.
Yes.
And the driver hit that button four times.
Yes.
Before he finally looked at a camera, because they have cameras showing, you know, the contents of the truck. And he could see her on his camera. And he was like,
see an arm. There's an arm in there.
The neighbors who were nearby said they could hear her screaming. Oh,
my God. Squeezing a toothpaste tube.
Yeah. Anyway, so firefighters came out. They were talking to her. They said she was incoherent. Well, duh. And then it took them about 30 minutes. They got her out of there, took her to the hospital. Now, there's conflicting reports on her status, but most of the reports say that it looks like she's going to be okay, has minor injuries. But you want to know the weirdest thing about this story, if it could get any weirder? Firefighters were talking about the driver of the truck, and they said, and I quote, "This isn't the first time this has happened to him," end quote.
Jeez.
What?
What are the odds?
This guy has dumped multiple people into the back of his truck?
He needs to start taking a peek in these dumpsters before he dumps them, I guess.
My God.
Taking out
the
trash.
What else is trending?
Oh, Timberlake's back in the news. As you recall, the NSYNC boys got together and did the latest Trolls movie. Did a new song for that. And JT was on Kelly Clarkson's show yesterday talking about his upcoming album. And get your panties ready to throw on stage, because his quote is, "We've been in the studio, so there may be a little something in the future, too."
That is still so nice. It's so nice of him to throw a bone to those other guys, isn't it?
Oh, he always talks very highly of where he started, his roots. Anyway, there might be some new NSYNC music, and I'm guessing those guys will go back out on tour.
Sure,
after
will.
Justin's done with his tour for his new album here.
If I'm Justin Timberlake, cool. You know what I would do is I would say, yeah, go out on the tour, but I'll be a hologram. So the other four guys can be on stage and they can have a hologram of JT.
So you just can sit at home. He looks good, man. He is not aging. I watched the video of him on Kelly Clarkson, and he's just still looking good. Damn him. Screw that guy. All right, so a bunch of Super Bowl prop bets are starting to trickle out, of course, and a lot of them have to do with Tay-Tay. Is she going to show up during halftime or the national anthem? Will the MVP of the game mention Tay-Tay? Blah, 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 blah. Here's the big stink right now, though. Swifties are thinking something big is going to happen, all based on her favorite number, which is 13. So they're thinking Kelsey's going to propose or something on the field, all because of 13. And here's Stephen Colbert talking about it.
Some of the Swifties out there pointed out some suspicious coincidences surrounding Taylor's favorite number, 13. Follow me down the number hole. This is Super Bowl 58, and 5 plus 8 is 13. If Taylor goes, it would be her 13th time attending a Chiefs game. The date of the Super Bowl is 2-11. 2 plus 11 is 13. If she flies to Vegas from Tokyo, the flight will be roughly 13 hours, and the Chiefs are playing the 49ers. 4 plus 9 is 13. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I don't care who you are. That's crazy. I got goosebumps.
Even I have to say, that's damn funny.
I mean, what a coincidence of all those numbers adding
up.
That's
so good.
That's pretty much spot on. So something big is going to happen with Tay-Tay during the Super Bowl. Gwyneth Paltrow made trending this morning. She has advice for anyone who might need to get out some anger, an outlet for anger. She revealed on Instagram that she hits things with a plastic bat that she ordered from Amazon in order to feel better. She's got some sort of coach that suggested that she does this, so she must get angry a lot. Anyway, she ordered this bat, and she just, like, beats the hell out of her couch or something every time she gets upset. And she is encouraging people to develop a practice to release anger. So if you're mad all the time, you might want to consider getting a bat from Amazon and just finding a pillow and giving it hell, I guess.
Hey, whatever
seems
works for
legit,
people,
right? I mean, that's why they encourage people to go to those anger rooms and smash TVs and stuff. So that's fine. Whatever. I'm for it. Kind of funny. Get ready to make some classy meals. Chuck E. Cheese is releasing his own cookbook. It's called the Chuck E. Cheese and Friends Party Cookbook, Dom. Pre-order on Amazon, $23. And I guess Charles Entertainment Cheese came up with all the recipes in the book. And it's mostly directed towards, like, kids' birthday parties. It's barbecue chicken pizza, mummy dogs, unicorn cake, things like that. But
well, that's cute.
You know, if you're looking to class things up at home, you can dig into the Chuck E. Cheese cookbook. It's exciting news. The oldest person in America turns 116 years old next week. I think you were a freshman when she was a senior, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's correct. We almost dated.
Yeah, Edie is her name. She's from California, and they're going to be doing a parade past her house. And anyone can attend if you want to go see Edie and wish her happy 116. God, that's
old. She's not that far behind the world's oldest person either. So.
I saw that. 117 out of Spain. A lady in Spain.
A lady in Spain.
Lady in Spain.
So, yeah, our USA lady could ascend to the top.
She sure could.
Maybe.
And then one final funny story. Pizza Hut in Canada put up a sign to announce that they were open for takeout and delivery, but it had a typo on there. It said, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. Obviously, it should have said circumstances, but they had some unforeseen circumcisions at the Pizza Hut.
Boy, that could lead to a really weird topping.
Right. Don't order the pepperoni. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. That's the latest TikTok food sensation. If you have a kid's birthday party coming up, you might want to check out the Burnaway Cake that is very popular right now. It's where the birthday cake features an image on top, and you set the image on fire. And it exposes a different image underneath it. And then you eat all this.
Okay.
What are we eating?
Can I just have cake?
Anyway, it has something to do with wafer paper, Dom. I'm a big fan of wafer paper. So you can check that out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.